Hello, and welcome to the Anti-Fragile Tarot podcast. This is your resident card slinger, Susanna. And as promised, I have some big news about my business and life. So, you have definitely heard me talk about the Jersey City Oddities Market. Pretty much all the events I've ever talked about doing are with the Oddities Market. This is run by my old friend, Brittany Graziosi. We went to high school together. And she is probably responsible for me making tarot into a business. I had a little Etsy business going, and she asked if I wanted to start reading at the Pacific Flea. So I did. And shortly after that, she started having Jersey City Oddities Market events. For those of you who don't know, this Oddities Market is located in Jersey City. We feature a huge selection of odd artists. Odd is a subjective term, but most of our artists and crafters and creators, you know, their products or their art is a little bit left of center or different in some way. You might not necessarily see this kind of thing at a mall. It's not all stuff that you would buy for, you know, a random grab bag. We have a lot of bone jewelry. Brittany's personal business is antisocial jewelry. And that's a lot of bone jewelry. You know, we have some taxidermy, but we also have witchy soap and body product creators. We have super feminist jewelry and pin designers. We have people who do like found object art. We have Cafe Con Arte, who does really cool like Jersey City themed art, as well as just other interesting, fun, whimsical, and odd art. We have some geeky stuff. We have a really wide range of vendors, but we don't have, you know, quote unquote basic stuff. And no shade meant, but you can get that stuff anywhere. We are more of a space for, you know, things that are a little unusual there, or oddities. And oddities is kind of its own term. There was a TV show called Oddities that focused on Obscura in New York City. We sometimes work with one of the Obscura owners as well. So I keep saying we, right? Well, since nearly the beginning, I have kind of been a silent partner with the Jersey City Oddities Market. It was a vested interest because I'm a reader at these markets. As of now, I think I'm still the only reader, although I have definitely suggested that there be someone else when I'm unavailable, which I frequently am due to my schedule. But I've been kind of a silent partner. I've helped with some of the marketing. I've helped pony up some cash for our venues. But that's really been one of the biggest problems. We haven't been able to have a permanent space. So Jersey City is rapidly gentrifying. This is just a fact of life that we can't escape. And we did these events at this really great cathedral space. Not that it didn't come with its own problems. There were several, including the bathroom situation. But it was a really cool spot with a lot of room. It looked really cool for our purposes. It was in a very convenient location. Unfortunately, as so many things are right now, it is being turned into a condominium building. Then we started working at a space in Kearny, New Jersey. Brittany won this Rising Tide grant for small business owners. And with that, this Kearny space offered us the use of their facilities at a pretty low rate. So we went there, even though it's a little bit out of the way. But people did come to us. Even our first event there wasn't that awesome, but it was right before Christmas. The weather was pretty crappy. It was in kind of like a weird location upstairs. It was a very nice location, but the look wasn't right for us. The and it just it didn't really work. But we hosted a pretty recent event in this bigger space that they had, and that was a pretty great event. And again, we had all these people coming for us. Unfortunately, that space is also no longer an option for us. So it's been pretty frustrating not to have a home base. And as a tarot card reader, I'm frequently asked about when people can come get readings from me. And I usually say, well, you know, we can do phone readings. I can come to your house. But people would really like to have a place to come and work with me. I've done a couple of readings in my own home, but I'm not really great with that for a variety of reasons, not least of which is not wanting people to have my home address, but also, you know, I have a roommate. It's not really fair. Having my own location would be great. So, without further ado, Brittany and I are opening up a Jersey City oddity shop, right, in downtown Jersey City on Newark Avenue and 4th Street. For those familiar with Jersey City, we're right next to the Binny Liquors. And across from the Introcaso D'Angelo Funeral Home. So it's a pretty sweet spot. It's right by the path. It's kind of in between two path trains if you want to have a little bit of a long walk from the Journal Square one. But we're right by Grove Street. We're about as close as the cathedral spot was. We're also right by White Eagle Hall, which is a new music venue in Jersey City. Let me tell you, it's fantastic. I went to see Ani DeFranco there last night. Beautiful space, delicious food. And apparently the cocktails were great, although I stuck with wine. So pardon my post-concert voice tonight. But we're opening this shop sometime in July. And I'm really, really excited about it because it's a small shop, so it's not going to be the big venue for these big, you know, semi-yearly events that we like to do. But this way, we can host a curated selection of some of our favorite vendors, as well as sell our own stuff. I don't craft anything at the moment. I was making tarot card bags for a while out of crochet. I may start doing that again. But you know, we have a lot of wonderful, talented vendors where we'd like to showcase some of their stuff on a more permanent basis. And now Brittany has a place where she can sell her antisocial jewelry stuff. And I will have a place where you can finally come and get tarot card readings from me. So in the text for this episode, or if you go to my Instagram, it'll be in my bio. If you go to the Anti-Fragile Tarot Facebook page, there's going to be several links about it. We are having a fundraiser right now. We only have about 2 weeks left on it. And it's one of those where we either hit the goal or everyone gets their money back. Right now, we're trying to raise $5,000 to make opening this store a reality. You know, we need this to furnish it and to advertise, making a little mini documentary to highlight all these artists, and being able to actually hire some staff to help us run these things because Brittany has been doing 95% of this work herself to the point where people often think that Jersey City Oddities Market is run by a team. It's not. It's Brittany, with some input from me and a couple of other vendors who, you know, really have helped her over the years. So we really like to make this happen. We have a fundraiser on a site called iFundWomen, which focuses on lady entrepreneurs. And we have a $5,000 goal as of right now, 11:37 on Wednesday, June 13th. We have $885 pledged, so we have 2 weeks left, and we'd really like to hit this goal. So if you can spare anything, please consider donating. Even just a couple bucks would really be helpful. We have, the rewards include a surprise oddity package, a misunderstood opossum t-shirt, which is super, super awesome. I'm probably buying myself one. a store credit that you can buy towards anything in the store, including on my readings. And they're not up there right now, but if you do the monetary contribution and you select either a $35 or $60 option, I will do at for $35, I will do a Celtic cross reading, and for $60, I will do either the 12-spoked wheel reading, which is great for birthdays and New Year's. And New Year can be anything, you know. I've had a New Year's episode before, so it can be something like the Gregorian calendar New Year. It can be a lunar New Year. It could be a Jewish New Year. It could just be when you feel like you haven't had a reading in a long time and you want to, you know, get a big sense. I also have this other reading I've been doing that I like to call at the bottom of everything. I'm going to be posting it on my Etsy very soon. This is a really in-depth reading. A friend of mine who runs Witch Hymn, Hymn, did a reading like this for me, and she didn't get as in-depth with every single card as I do in my paid readings of it. But that's also because we're both tarot card readers, so she didn't necessarily have to. You know, I was picking up what she was putting down without her getting into the real nitty-gritty. But when I do these readings, I take the whole, I take little parts of it. It's an upside-down pyramid situation, and at the bottom of everything is a Bright Eyes reference, you know, as you do. So if you make a $35 or $60 contribution at the just monetary contribution level, you don't pick one of the other rewards options, shoot me an email with proof that you've done this, and you can choose one of those rewards from me. I'm more than happy to do this. So, please consider donating. If you can't donate, share. And any orders that you do on my Etsy shop right now, you know, this money is going to be going towards getting this shop opened all the way. We are doing our best to use things that we already have, find cheaper versions of things, but we don't want to get stuff that looks really cheap. We don't want to get stuff that's going to fall apart and we're going to have to replace it, you know? So, you know, we want to do this thing the right way because Brittany's taken her time finding the right spot for this. We've been looking at various places, and the place that we found is really a sweet spot of location and price. And, you know, it's right around the corner from my house, so I can go check on the store whenever needed. You know, it's really a good time to do this. And even if you can't contribute right now, you know, I really appreciate the support of all of you listeners. Anyone who's ever shopped at my store, contributed to my Patreon, come to our events. You know, our next big event is going to be June 23rd, by the way, at the Harsimus Cemetery. Talked about this before, I think. We do events at the cemetery. It's all volunteer run now because I think it was foreclosed on, so it was going to be abandoned. But there's people who were buried there fairly recently. I have friends who have family buried there that they still go visit. You know, family who died in their lifetime, and I'm not very old. So, this cemetery is now completely volunteer run, employs a lot of veterans. And now they have goats who come in and who eat the grass and help tend the grass. So the goats get food. The grass gets tended gently without a lot of chemicals, without machinery that can damage these tombstones. So it's really a win-win situation. But, you know, running a thing costs money, even if it's all volunteer-based. There's still things. So they do a lot of events in the cemetery. There's concerts, there's Rocky Horror, shadow casting, and there's these events that we do. So the Jersey City Oddities Market will be at the June 23rd event. including me. I'll be doing readings, so please stop by. Come say hi. It's a suggested donation, but, you know, you can drink, you can hang out, as long as you're being respectful of the tombstones. There will be goats. So, please consider donating again. This link is going to be in the text of this episode. It's going to be in my Instagram bio, Antifragile Tarot. I'm going to be posting it on my Patreon. And it's going to be on my Facebook page, my Antifragile Tarot Facebook page. So, you know, again, please consider donating it. Please consider sharing if you think that you have a friend who would like a surprise oddities package, which is, you know, jewelry and bones and all this cool stuff. Or if you have a friend who you think might like this really cool shirt, because this shirt is completely amazing. You'll see what I mean. You know, please consider donating. I'd really appreciate it. If you can't donate, just share it if you don't mind. I'm really excited to be opening this with someone who has worked her butt off over the years for the community, for me specifically, to have a place to do readings. I always have a spot, even when I haven't been able to pay for a table up front. She's always offered me a spot, and I try to make it worth her while. I always promote the events. You know, I'm always very happy when I have friends who come and spend money at the other vendors and not just up by my table. So, you know, please consider coming to this event in June. We'll let you know when our next bigger event is. We usually do one in the winter. I'm sad that Cathedral Hall isn't an option anymore, but we'll find somewhere. There'll be something. I think we're going to be working with White Eagle Hall at some point, which, again, gorgeous space. So yeah, thank you for supporting me. And, you know, this isn't just a totally promotional episode, I promise. I know it sounded like that for the last 17 minutes, but right now is a new moon in Gemini. And it's funny, new moons put me really off kilter. I feel like I can't communicate properly during them. And I know, it sounds super woo. But it's one of those things where, like, I don't realize why it seems like I'm not speaking English anymore, or why I'm having all these heightened feelings until I get a reminder on my phone or I look at a calendar. It's like, oh, it's a new moon. Okay. So, you know, with new moons before, I've talked about how it's kind of a time to plant seeds, watch them grow as the moon grows. Gemini is a tricky sign. You know, it's kind of funny. For a while, the astrological memes were all calling out Geminis, but now I feel like they're all calling out Scorpios, which, well, I'm kidding. The signs are not set in stone. They're not dominating your personality traits, but you can still change. A jerk is still a jerk, no matter their astrological sign, etc., etc. That said, I've loved a lot of Geminis in my life, and Geminis are tricky, tricky people, because they are full of energy and restlessness, and so is this new moon. There's a lot happening, and not just moon cycles happening. There's a lot happening in the world. It's a very tense time to be alive. It's also a completely amazing time to be alive. I recently realized that I can have my nursing school textbook on my phone and it can be read to me with the text-to-speech function. That's incredible. Like, we have this embarrassment of resources at our fingertips. You know, and I've been watching, my husband and I have been watching Parts Unknown in honor of Anthony Bourdain. I mean, it's something that we watched pretty regularly anyway. But, you know, thinking about how Twitter is used as a tool for revolutions, it's incredible. It's important. So, you know, it's an amazing time to be alive in a lot of respects, but it's also terrifying. So, you know, even if you don't care about the moon stuff, it's still a good time to take care of yourself, take care of what you're saying, Really start thinking about how you want to be perceived right now and what you can do to get there. What you need to say or stop saying. And that's not just to other people. That's to yourself. Something I've been working very hard on this year is not talking myself down so much. I don't have very good self-esteem. And I don't have a very good self-concept. Like many of us who exist in this world, I did some crappy things when I was a teenager, as many of us did, you know? And I certainly haven't forgotten what the crappy things I did, although I have managed to conveniently forget many of the nice things I did that I get reminded of with some frequency. But I haven't forgotten the wrong things I did. And I feel as if I've learned from those lessons, you know? I learned what not to do because it made others feel bad, because it made me feel bad to be that kind of person. And I would like to think that I've grown and changed, but a lot of my own self-talk about the subject is still very overwhelmingly negative. So I've been trying pretty hard this year to cut the negative self-talk. There's really not a lot of room for that in my life right now, you know? It's still not perfect. It's hard to unlearn 28 years of this behavior, but I'm doing pretty good with it. And this new moon in Gemini being ruled by Mercury, which has a lot to do with our communication. This is a really good time to start thinking about what you need to start and stop saying and to whom, you know. What do you want your communication with others to look like, with yourself? Start thinking about it. And maybe start making some changes. Try some new stuff. That's not a bad thing. But, you know, a lot of us might be feeling a little bit on edge right now. So take care of yourself. Don't be like me and have too many glasses of wine and freak everyone out by being sad. Treat yourself with some care. Eat your vegetables, drink your water, try not to drink too much or overindulge in whatever it is that you overindulge in. Try to get some fresh air, try to get some sunlight with some sunscreen, especially if you are super pasty. And especially if you're not, because a lot of people with darker skin are like, oh, I don't need sunscreen. But you still can get sun cancer. So put on your sunscreen. Don't burn. Don't get cancer. It's a good thing. You know, just take care of yourself. It's okay to do that. It's vital to do that. And start thinking now about what you'd like to do. And then when energies settle a little bit, when you settle a little bit, maybe that's when you can start really making these changes happen. So, you know, thank you again for listening, for being part of this journey. It really makes me happy when people tell me that they've listened to this podcast and say, ooh, what's the surprise that you have coming up? Like someone did for my last episode. So, you guys responding to my episodes really keeps me going. And I really appreciate that. So, again, I'm sorry that this was a more promotional episode than most of them. I promise the next one will only have my very small amount of promotion that I normally do, which is what I'm about to do here. So, follow me on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook. I'm Anti-Fragile Tarot on all of those. On Facebook, Anti-Fragile Tarot is two words, but everywhere else, it's one word. You can order readings on my Etsy. I'm Anti-Fragile Tarot on there. You can also find me as Anti-Fragile Tarot on Patreon. $5 a month gets you a monthly reading, and you can get bigger and better monthly readings, or bigger, not necessarily better readings, as you go up the scale. And, you know, the big thing right now, while I do immensely appreciate my Patreon supporters and your Etsy orders, that I Fund Women campaign is my number one goal right now. So, if you can throw a couple dollars there, I'd really appreciate it. Again, if you do $35 or $60, please let me know. Send me a screenshot of it, and I will do a reading for you if you would like. Thank you again, and feel free to email me at antifragiletarot@gmail.com if you would like some more info about the store that's opening, if you have any other questions, if you have a suggestion for what you want my next episode to be about. I'm going to try to release it next week. I'm really trying to set a schedule for recording these. It can just be a little tricky. Part of why there was a big gap in my recording of these was because I had a lot of construction happening. And that's another thing that this store could be really good for, because I have three other people living in this apartment with me, plus three cats. So, and my room is right outside of a corner where there's a lot of construction. I might have a quieter space to record this podcast in this store. I'll have to see what exactly the back room sounds like when I'm not just in there looking at it and going, yeah, okay, this is where I want to work. So that could really be a great thing that's happening with this. So again, email me, antifragiletarot@gmail.com. You can also message me on Instagram. I don't promise to get to that in a timely fashion because I'm an old lady and messages on Instagram sometimes confuse me and then I forget how to find them. And I'm kidding. I can make it happen. I do make it happen. I just work a lot of hours at my day job right now since I'm not in school. So my replies have not been as timely as I would like them to be, but I will make them happen for you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for any contributions you've made thus far, whether it's in feedback, in orders, in cash, in your presence, and your support just by listening. So I hope you have a witchy and or wonderful day, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.